All right, here we go. Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST. Who are you? I haven't seen you forever.
First of all, that transition was amazing. Second of all,
I don't think I know what
from,
I did.
From Golden from into Golden the match game.
Match game theme song. Yeah. That was great.
Got it.
And second, I don't remember how to do this. It's
Seriously.
Been a long time. Yeah.
What is this? A mic? Is this thing on?
Hello.
So we're back. It's Chris and the crew. It's Chris and Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. If this is not the Mondayest of the Mondays.
I've been using that phrase all morning because it just fits. Yes.
It feels like it's Jan 2, even though it's Jan 5.
Jan 5, yep.
How long are we allowed to say Happy New Year?
Till Friday.
That's it?
That's it.
Just
you
the first
one
week?
Calendar week.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Because if you haven't seen someone on a Thursday, you can say,
you know what I mean? Yeah. All right, so we figured, I mean, you got to get your brain working. You're headed back to school.
We sure do, yeah.
You're headed back to the office probably for the first time in a while. So Monday morning match game, you do your best to try to match our answers. We're going to try to do our best to match each other's answers.
Or at least we're going to entertain each other. That's what it's all about.
We'll see how it works today. Joe's the game show host here.
All right, so we'll kick Chris out.
I forget, do I go first?
Yeah. Right. I'm going to try to answer
all
first.
Right. Yeah. All right, Dan, you ready?
Chris, yeah, I'm ready.
Obviously, she won't hear your answers. I know all that. Okay, you ready? The first viral TikTok trend of 2026 involves whipped cream, a yoga mat, and a blank. Can't wait to see where you take this.
Okay.
Dan, I think your resolution this year to match with Chris, my advice, some days I feel like you're reserved. Go as dirty as you can be, because I think that's the energy Chris is giving this year. So that's my advice.
Okay, I'm going to keep that in mind. I have to go with my first instinct with this one, and, well, it goes to my wife. My wife is actually considering going to a yoga class next weekend for the first time in a very long time. There's no whipped cream involved.
That you know of.
This is true. But there are puppies involved.
Oh, okay. I like that.
So that's going to be my answer. Whipped cream, yoga mat, and a puppy. And Chris knows that we are shopping around for to adopt a puppy right now.
So there's a chance she might
there's
be
a chance.
On that. Yeah. The whipped cream and the puppy, I'm not even going to ask about how that all plays in together. But whatever you do, Dan.
There you go.
Whatever you do at home. Okay.
My answer is puppy.
All right. Number two, Randy's idea of foreplay is texting you up and sending a picture of his blank.
You had to go there, huh?
Well, I use Randy, too, because it's kind of a, you know, old-timey,
it's a
dirty
name.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's two ways to go with this one, isn't there? All right, fine. He sent a picture of his little Randy.
Little Randy.
Okay.
Dan, I feel like we've corrupted you.
Well, listen, if it's not a match, Joe, then I am done taking your advice for the rest of the year, just for the record.
I think I would be willing to bet that there's a good chance you have a match with Chris on that one. I know how she thinks. All right.
Okay.
Third and final one, your super match. One word.
Yes.
Ready, Dan?
Yes.
Power blank.
I am going to channel some hockey for this one. Let's go with power play.
I like that, actually. Again, I think there's a chance you and Chris get two here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right, Chris, she makes her way back in. All right, Chris.
Hey there.
Got you back on.
Hello. Joe is more confident than I am in my answers, which is fabulous.
I see a lot of smiles. Yeah. We'll see.
All right, Chris. Number one.
Okay.
The first viral TikTok trend of 2026 involves whipped cream, a yoga mat, and a blank.
Oh. Whipped cream. Well, okay. A couple of things are coming to my mind here. And you know I always think in the gutter.
I did offer Dan that advice. I said this year I want to see dirtier.
But I'm also thinking, what would Dan say? I'm gonna just go with myself here. Downward dog. No.
Well,
that
now,
was the dirty answer.
The word dog
can
is
I tell
in
you
it, though.
What my other answer was? My other answer was going to be like an ice cream sundae, because that's whipped cream.
You know,
yes.
I could see you saying
this
that.
Is one of those cases.
What did you say?
So, like, if this were an automated game, I think you two would have had a match, because
yeah,
the
true.
Word dog is in Chris's answer and Dan said puppy.
Oh, because you're getting a puppy.
But I don't think.
And my wife is thinking about going to a puppy yoga event this weekend, and that's kind of what I channeled.
I know goat yoga things. I didn't know about puppy yoga.
Puppy yoga is a thing, apparently, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Right. I would have never gotten
not
that.
A match because a match. The whole, you know,
downward dog.
Yeah. But anyway,
the vibes are different. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. All right. Number two, Chris. Randy's idea of foreplay is texting you up and sending a picture of his blank.
You even used the word Randy.
Yeah.
But there's no way Dan said what I'm thinking.
Remember, I coach. I'm giving a little behind the scenes here.
No way.
I coached him. I said, this year you're dirty with the crew.
But I don't think
because Dan works on a lot of stations. He can't be as fun with the others, the curmudgeon-y one he works on.
And I still don't think he took your advice. But I'm going to go kind of dirty and say bed.
No.
What did you say? There's no way you said what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking, he said?
Well, you know, his little Randy.
That's exactly what I said.
No, you didn't, did you?
Listen, I'm very competitive. I want a match here, Chris. I want a good score.
I should have gone with my gut.
Dan promised me he'd be dirtier if we showed him a fun time.
I swear that was my first thought. Do I get a point?
I believe that it was Chris's first thought.
It absolutely was my first thought.
All right, Chris, the super match. Power blank.
Power. Well... Again, first thing in my head, John was watching hockey last night. So power play.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Did it.
Now we're talking.
This is hockey season in our house.
Yes, it is. Football season.
When Dan said power play, I thought, I think Chris's family watches a lot of hockey.
He was watching hockey all weekend.
We were texting about hockey. Yeah.
I wasn't sure, but that's the first thing that came to my mind. All right, I'm glad we did get a match.
We did get a match.
One out of three. Mm-hmm.
Thoughts and in actual answers, we did pretty well.
Not bad. We did pretty well. Especially.
All right. So we did so well in round one. We figured we'd do round two here of... Monday morning match game.
It continues.
Yeah, 94.5 PST. Happy New Year. We're back. The crew's all together. Chris Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. We didn't do terrible.
Actually, I would say it was pretty good. Relatively. I mean,
the vibe was good. Yeah. We only got one out of three, but
in our minds, we got two.
Close to the other. Yeah. We had some good answers.
Danced
we had some fun.
It.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dan, you're out of here.
Yes, you're going
to answer
first.
The questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll see how we do.
We will see how Chris does. Okay, Chris, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, number one. Just in time for the new year, the hottest new workout trend involves squats, sweatbands, and a whole lot of blank.
Ooh, squats. That brings me back to high school sports days. They were the worst.
Okay. So squats, sweatbands, and a whole lot of blank.
And I'm saying a whole lot of breaks because you're doing squats and you're sweating. You need some breaks.
Chris took that very literally.
You need a break.
That's usually not like you. I thought you would. I don't know. Anyway. All right. Number two. Lady Gaga is teasing a new surprise Vegas show.
Love her.
Where every seat comes with a feather boa and a blank.
Oh, now do I go Lady Gaga here or do I go Vegas here? So Lady Gaga is the boa, right?
Oh, see, I would say showgirl Vegas boa.
I'm going to say slot machine.
Okay.
Vegas. Get it?
Yeah.
Every seat comes with its own slot machine.
You're not getting a match with Dan on that.
No,
anyway,
you don't think so?
I would think that is a Dan answer. How do you get a slot machine at your seat?
Well, that's the trick.
Oh, okay. That's the magic? Okay.
Yeah, that's the magic.
Well, good news for you, Chris, is the super match. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Magic blank.
Oh, magic trick then I'm going with.
Magic trick. All right, that's a good one. I think that one's going to be
this
match.
Was easy.
All right.
This has got to be easy for Dan.
Look at Dan back in here. He's pretty close to the door. There we go. Dan.
See how fast that was, Dan?
That was fast. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I'm not sure either.
I'm predicting one match.
Okay.
I've got confidence. It's going to be more than that.
All right, Dan.
Oh, okay then.
Just in time for the new year, the hottest new workout trend involves squats, headbands, and a whole lot of blank.
Well, if it's a new trend, a workout trend, like I feel like I want to go in a musical direction. So how about the newest workout trend has a whole lot of K-pop music?
Yeah,
you know we're dancing to the Demon Hunters, right?
Dan's
answer was better than yours, Chris's.
Music?
I liked it much better.
I didn't think music at all.
I liked it much better. Well, he said K-pop specifically.
I said breaks. Yeah. Squats is a lot.
You know,
take a break.
The first thing that came to my mind was something silly like, I don't know, coffee or...
Yeah, exactly.
Or like apathy.
Right.
You know, the Gen Z answer to everything.
No. Okay. All right. Number two, Dan.
I was with you on that one.
All right.
Lady Gaga is teasing a new surprise Vegas show where every seat comes with a feather boa and a blank.
Come on.
Lady Gaga.
Think Vegas.
You can't coach the contestant.
I don't want to be miserable.
That doesn't help. See, I'm going to think Lady Gaga, And if we're going feather boa, we're going attire. Lady Gaga's most famous attire
the
is...
meat dress, aren't the, you?
Yeah, how about a pile of meat?
I know.
So what...
I thought
went
about
Vegas.
That. Yeah, slot machine, I said.
Get every it? Seat has a slot machine?
Yes, get Thank it? You, that would be the big, amazing thing about it.
It's weird. It doesn't...
It's a new surprise
that
show.
That is a unique answer. I'm not sure how many of our listeners would have matched with you there.
That was the perfect answer.
I said to Chris when he came in, I was like, that might be the worst answer we've ever heard in this game.
I thought it was brilliant.
That's stretched it. We've been playing this game a long time.
That was pretty rough. All right. Third one is the one I thought you might get a match on. You ready, Dan?
Okay, yeah,
Super match. So it's one word. Magic blank.
Magic trick.
Yes. Now, because we both got the bonus rounds, is that more points? We got bonus last time, bonus round this time.
This isn't an actual TV game show with money to be won. So if you want a bonus point for it, go for
it. We'll take it.
I'll be looking at my paycheck. Can't wait.
We'll take it. So if you're headed back to work today, there is a new trend called micro shifting. Have you heard of it? It's Chris and Joe. Hey, we're back. Happy New Year. It's 94.5 PST. Joe, fill us in.
So I think this is something I would love. I think this is something you would hate.
Go ahead. It is
essentially that there is no longer a 9-to-5. Now, obviously, we don't work a quote-unquote 9-to-5. But it's not working at 8 straight hours. Essentially, it's working when you need to and essentially working in bursts. So an example of it is someone might log on for 2 hours at 9 a.m., log off to do some errands and do some stuff around the house, you know, in the middle of the afternoon. And then they may have to log back on that night and work until 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Well, here's the thing. Some of my days end up being like that because of the kids. You know, I've got to stop, bring my daughter to softball, whatever, whatever. And then I have to go back to it. But you're right. I don't
love that. You hate
those days.
I like
to be done and then chill out with the rest of my day. I mean, sometimes I have to do that.
Obviously,
But I don't like it. I agree. Mm-hmm.
I think this is...
Because I feel like you're always working.
But see, I think that's where the... but you're always working, but you're able to do... There's zero missing from your life. For example, I'm here a lot. So one of the things that I'm thinking of in my head, I'm like, oh, scheduling a haircut is a pain in the tuchus for me. Finding the time, my haircut's 40 minutes away, it's an issue. If I could stop working for 4 hours that day, go to my haircut, come back, I would prefer that.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't mind working till 9 o'clock that night.
It's also easier for you because you don't have a family.
No,
I think that's why I don't love it, because I've got so many family responsibilities.
We have a coworker who, again, this is where you're different and I understand it.
Yeah.
We have a coworker who will drop his kids off at karate, open his laptop in the karate parking lot because he's not just circling back and forth, whereas you might.
And I've done that too. I just don't like having to go back to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like to just do it and be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the new trend for The Office.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, Chris, back at it. You remember how to play this game?
Yes, sort of.
Sort of. Okay.
Just do my best.
Do your best. So I'm a returning champion.
You could have told me I lost right before the holidays and I wouldn't have known.
She wouldn't have known. It felt like an eighth day
winning streak.
All right, we go to Hamilton, and I believe you're a returning champion, right, Joanna? You've beat Chris before.
Wow.
We did.
No way.
Hi.
Okay.
That's okay. Good.
And you're going down today.
Oh.
I love
it. Man, she's coming at me in the new
love
year.
Love the crap talking. All right, so you know the rules. Chris, you mosey on out of here, Chris, okay?
All right, I'm getting out. Good luck.
We're going to ask you 3 questions. Chris, if you're new to this show, Chris won't hear your answers because she's in our soundproof room next door, and we'll motion for her to come back. Okay, ready?
Ready.
All right, question number 1. Over the holiday, we all watched the ball drop in Times Square. Who is the host of Rockin' New Year's Eve, the TV special every year?
Oh, is that... the housewife one. Is that the one? Andy Cohen?
Do you want to lock in Andy Cohen?
Should I?
Let's lock it in. We'll lock it in.
Okay.
Ryan Seacrest.
All right. I heard that in the background. Ryan Seacrest from A Little Helper there. Perfect. All right. I like that.
Yes.
Question number 2. The Eagles are going to play the 49ers on Sunday. What is the name of the Eagles head coach?
Oh, he's a young one. What? Sirianni.
You want to lock that in?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, 3rd and final question. Over the holidays, we all watched the Stranger Things series finale. What state is Stranger Things set in?
Oh, Indiana.
I like that. I'd lock that in.
Indiana.
All right. Can't Be Chris this morning is powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bar Grill in Ewing. With live music 6 nights a week, half hour drink specials Monday through Saturday, brunch Saturday and Sunday as well. Online, alsairportin.com. It's where the locals go. Chris, you're back in the room.
Hey there.
All right, Joanna, you have a helper there. What's your helper's name?
Lola.
Lola, Joanna and Lola. We like this. We like this car. We like this car. They're fun.
Heading to work and school. Heading to work and school.
All right, okay. You ready? Here we go, Chris. Your quiz starts now. Over the holidays, we all watched the ball drop in Times Square. Who is the host of the Rockin' New Year's Eve TV special?
Ryan Seacrest.
You both said Ryan Seacrest. You're both correct. At one point, they were back and forth. They were a little back and forth on Andy Cohen. And I actually would have given you guys Andy Cohen.
Well, he was there, right?
Because he does the CNN one, which is a different title. But I would have given it. So
he was with Anderson.
I give it. All good. All right. Question number two.
Okay.
The Eagles are going to play the 49ers on Sunday. What is the name of the Eagles' current head coach?
Sirianni. Nick Sirianni.
You both said Nick Sirianni. You're both correct.
Oh,
good
they
job.
Know their sports.
They know their sports. Okay. All right. Third question, Chris. I know you didn't watch this, but a lot of people watched the Stranger Things finale.
Everybody was talking about it. I did not.
What state is Stranger Things set in?
Yeah, I know this sounds crazy, but I can't get into that show. I know everybody else is.
Yay!
They're excited because they know you don't watch
it. Wait, what was the question?
What state is it set in? Oh, so you have about a 1 in 50 chance if you think about it.
I really don't know this.
She's going to randomly say one.
The West Coast.
You can't. I think they're trying to trick me, so I'm not going with the West Coast. But I also know it's not around here because I would have heard that. I don't know. Cleveland?
Cleveland's not a state.
Oh, you said state?
Yeah.
Ohio?
So she said Ohio. Wrong. Joanna and Lola got it. They said Indiana because it's set in Hawkins.
No, they beat
you. They beat you to start the year. Chris, give them that phrase of shame.
Jeez. All right. Well, Joanna and Lola, my name is Chris, and I cannot beat Joanna and Lola from Hamilton.
It's nice to hear those words to start the year. For playing along with Can't Be Chris today, we got you guys a pair of tickets to see Boys Like Girls when they hit the Met in Philly on April 9th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Hang on, guys.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So Ariana Grande was on the red carpet of the Critics' Choice Awards, which was last night. Did you see it? I know not a lot of people watched that one, but she was teasing her upcoming tour. She said she's been working on the set list for months now and revealed that rehearsals are going to be starting soon. Of course, they asked her if she was going to sing any Wicked songs during the tour. She was kind of cagey, but I'm sure there's going to be something. She said, we'll have to see. I don't know. We'll see. So the tour kicks off in June. 5 dates at the Barclays Center in New York. No Philly dates. Kind of disappointing.
Well, this is what artists are doing, which is almost if they set up shop somewhere, like
for a couple of days.
And so it makes it a destination.
I mean, it's not that far.
No, you could do it.
But it's certainly easier to go to Philly.
It's even easier to go to Madison Square Garden. Going to Barclays can be tough.
It's a pain.
Yeah, from here,
But if you love her, you're going to do it. So also at the Critics' Choice Awards last night, Timothée Chalamet won Best Actor for Marty Supreme. And he gets up there for his acceptance speech. And we're all kind of shocked. Professed his love for Kylie Jenner. Listen to this.
And lastly, I'll just say thank you to my partner of 3 years. Thank you for our foundation. I love you. I couldn't do this without you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So, you know, they were one of those couples. They are one of those couples that are so mysterious. We didn't know how long they'd been together. So now we know it's been 3 years for the two of them. That's kind of cool. I like them together. Oh, and did you see that Tom Brady was cozying up with Alex Earl?
That's a creepy.
In St. Bart's on New Year's Eve?
Creepy.
He's 20 years older than she is. He's 48. She's 25.
Part of me thinks Tom is like in his.
He's looking good. Don't get me wrong.
Tom is like in his frat boy kind of era because Giselle's had a baby, been remarried. Yeah. Like I just feel like he's in his frat boy era.
Oh boy. So there's buzz that Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz are moving in together. I'm also hearing buzz, Joe, that he's going to marry her.
And
that this is like super serious.
Over the break, we got that ballad and stuff that he posted on social media.
That surprise, break in his career. Mm-hmm. So also speaking of the holidays, Taylor apparently gave Travis his favorite Christmas gift to date.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. His most favorite Christmas gift, but he's not saying what it is. Did you hear anything else?
No.
He's saying we're keeping it in-house. That's
do you think she's
keeping
pregnant?
It private. No. No, don't start that rumor.
I'm not. I'm just asking.
I don't think so, but interesting. I don't know. There's a scoop. So Joe's planning this vacation with his boyfriend, and he doesn't want to fly with him. Good morning. We're back. It's Chris and the crew. It's 94.5 PST. All right. So what vacation is this? You got to catch me.
This is the one that the cruise with my parents that I wasn't going to go on, but I just decided it makes sense. So I'm going. We're going. My boyfriend and I are going with my parents.
March?
In February.
Oh, February.
So we're about. It's time to book the flights. It requires a flight to Florida. I would rather fly. I want to hear from people that try not to fly with their partner to justify this to him. I need to. So. I don't really get this.
To be honest,
he doesn't know this. I've kept a lot of this in, but we've taken two flights together, like
and
two round trips.
To kill him,
and he doesn't know this, but I don't want to travel with him. he moves slow in the airport. Two, he likes to be 2.5 hours early.
It's because you live in a city. You everywhere you walk is fast. You show up late to everything, so you're not necessarily. Doing it the right way.
Oh, I'm not pretending I'm doing it the right way.
Maybe you should do more of what he does.
I'm stubborn and I'm not going to learn his way. So I will not be. I mean, he's the only human being I've ever been early to an airport for. Like, I have a strategy. I roll up to my gate as the door's closing.
Yeah.
I've never actually missed a flight ever. Oof. I just roll. It's just so much easier that way. Ugh. All these little things. And then even just the timing of the flights, right? So you typically fly out the day before a cruise. I want to take
first thing in the morning, right?
I want to take the last flight out at night. it gives me the full day to scramble and pack and do all that other stuff.
But he's like me; he wants first
that
flight,
6 a.m. flight out.
And do you know why? Probably because there's less of a chance of a delay
and a cancellation. That's what they say. I'm like, we'll take our chances. Literally, I'm like, this 11 p.m. flight is the one I want.
11 p.m.
And I'm like,
how do you do life together, the two of you?
This is my opposite thing. He is so calendar and planning based.
Me too.
I want to know couples that don't travel together.
Well, and do you know, I know some couples who purposely fly separately, but it's not any reason that you're saying. It's most of the time with kids because, God forbid, something happens, and I'm knocking loudly on wood for anybody. Something happens, they don't want to abandon their kids and leave their kids parentless. So, no, I know. My neighbors did it.
I'm thinking to myself, you're just as risky at a car, getting the family in the car. Anyway,
but yeah,
would you do that?
You know what? We've had conversations about this.
In your house, you've debated if you should all fly together?
Well, if we're all going on a trip, we're all flying together.
Why?
Because if that plane goes down, we're all going down together.
Wait.
But
what if you flew separate?
I'm not separating our family.
But what if are you saying they couldn't live without you? Is that what you're saying?
No.
She's basically saying, no, they couldn't live without me.
So my neighbors, he flew for business a lot. She would tag along on the trips and they would always take separate flights because then if, God forbid, something happened on the flight, the kids at home would still have a parent. I'm serious. That was their.
And Chris's attitude towards this is
nope.
You're better off with no parents.
Stop it.
They can't function without me.
I mean, you don't have that reason clearly.
No. We only have to answer to ourselves.
Part of the vacation is have a drink in the lounge before you go.
No.
And it's a whole experience. You can't fly separately.
I mean, even right down to our choice of like airlines. I'm like, oh, I'll fly a budget airline. I'm not a cheap person.
Like,
and he wants like a real airline, a real seat. You know, he wants snack service and Wi-Fi. And I'm like, we'll fly the ones that don't offer any of those things.
You guys are
going to
kill each
other
before you even get to the airport.
So am I justified? Can I approach him and say to him, I want to book separate flights?
I really don't think couples do
this. There's got to be some couple out there that does this.
I don't know. 609. Going on vacation with your partner. Have you ever flown to the destination separately? This is so crazy. It's Chris and Joe, Dan Zara, our PST chief meteorologist. We're back. It's Joe is planning a vacation. He's going on a cruise with his boyfriend next month.
It's time to book the flights, and I want to book separate flights.
Separate flights, he says.
For a few reasons. One, he moves really slow in the airport. He doesn't know this. He does. Two, I want to travel late at night. Like, I'm like, the goal is fly out the day before the cruise. You're supposed to do that. So I'm going to fly out on the last flight of the night, so I have the full day to prep. I may even work that day. All that.
You're crazy.
I want to be at the airport last minute.
It's too last minute.
I want to do all of it last minute.
That is stressful.
He doesn't want to. He wants to be on the 6 a.m. flight out. And I'm like, but if we do that, then where are we going to, how are we going to occupy ourselves all day?
You're in Florida.
What are we going to do?
Day pass at a hotel pool or something.
But now that's time and money.
You're on vacation.
The vacation starts on the cruise.
But what if your flight gets delayed? I get what he's saying with flying out early.
That's why we fly out the day before. As long as it's the day, calendar day before, it doesn't matter
it's
11 o'clock or not.
It's too last minute. It's too stressful. It's too Joe, your whole life is chaos.
Yeah, I want to roll into my vacation in chaos.
Ugh.
Ryan Doylestown hit us up on the 94.5 PSD app, said, I'm with you. My partner moves like a scared turtle in airports, stopping at every store along the way to the gate, which is the complete opposite of my way. Of let's get it over quickly.
So they fly
don't like
too?
It, but it helps keep the peace before a long vacation together.
So they do.
Yeah, or at least consider
How
it. How
are you going to bring this up to him? He will not like this.
Probably. Yeah, this is why I'm asking you. I really want to bring this up to him. And on the flip side of it, I'm like, oh God, if he's moving this slow in the airport, I do things at a certain pace on a cruise ship even.
You're going to come back single
listen,
from this cruise.
Or one of us will be overboard.
Hey there, it's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's 8:30. It's Chris, Joe, Danzaro back in the weather cave, our PST chief meteorologist. So micro shifting is a new trend for working in 2026. It's kind of where you break up your day in bursts of work.
Which,
right, Joe?
I would be all here for. Chris would not like this.
Not me at all.
Because Chris, to your credit, and I think there's something to be said about this, in your ideal situation, you want work-life balance as best as it can be. So you want to work, and when your day is over, at whatever time it is, your day is over.
Well, I think you have to. When you're a mom and when you have a family, you can't be working constantly.
I think that's the opposite, because I think a lot of parents, now, I'm not a parent, so I don't know, but I think a lot of parents are like, well, I'd rather take that break at, again, we have semi-non-traditional hours, but I would take the break at 2 o'clock, do all the afternoon stuff with the kids. Once they're home, they're fed and all that stuff, I'll log back on at 8 o'clock and work for a couple hours.
I see what you're saying, but by that time, I'm tired.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like you'd ever get a break from work this way, but I do see what you're saying. And look, sometimes my days have to be like this. You know, Joe, sometimes I run out of here because, you know, my daughter has an orthodontist appointment or whatever it is, and I have to go back to working because my work's not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
But in my ideal world, work would be done, and then I would switch to family mode.
Yeah, for me, it's like, so what? I dabble. We have a coworker who sits in parking lots. Like, he'll do all those errands with his kids, but he'll sit in parking lots 8, 9 o'clock at night, and he'll
wants to do that though.
I don't think he wants to do that. But also, I think he's someone who it's something to do while the kids are in karate for an hour. He's not driving back home and stuff. He's like, what am I going to do? He's either going to sit there and watch TikTok or work.
Well, I think maybe he'd rather be watching a movie on his laptop than working.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get the flexibility, and I think, you know, in 2025 and now even more in 2026, work life is becoming more and more flexible for some people, although some people are getting hoarded back to the office. So, but they do say that the new trend this year is going to be this micro shifting where you shift your hours to wherever you can fit them in, basically.
Which, by the way, if you are feeling like crappy this year, like, oh, I have more days in the office. Hybrid work is way down this year.
Yeah.
Or it's at least now up to more than a third of people that had hybrid schedules are now required to be in an office for at least 4 days.
So how's this micro shifting going to work? You come back to the office in the evening?
No, I mean, I guess, yeah. But I also, like,
maybe that's
we have some
stuff.
Coworkers that, like, show up for 2 hours and then do their thing.
Yeah, they come and go and come and go. I don't know about that, but yeah, that's the new trend.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Okay, listen, I have so much to tell you that we're just going to do like a rapid fire thing.
All right, ready.
Because there's a lot and I don't want to leave anything out. So the Critics' Choice Awards last night, you probably didn't see it. Nobody watches that. But anyway, Timothée Chalamet won Best Actor for Marty Supreme. He professed his love for Kylie Jenner during his acceptance speech. We're kind of shocked. Listen to this.
And lastly, I'll just say thank you to my partner of 3 years. Thank you for our foundation. I love you. I couldn't do this without you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I mean, we knew they were there to get together, right? But they're kind of a mystery couple where we didn't know all the details.
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah,
they've been together.
Like, I think it's the first time we knew the true timeline.
Yeah, definitely. So there's buzz that Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz are moving in together. Some people saying they're going to get married too.
That's
interesting. Yeah. So after months of being on again, off again, Chase Stokes, Kelsey Ballerini are back on again. They both posted on Instagram over the holidays that they're a couple again. Did you see JoJo Siwa changed her name on social media? She must be doing some rebranding. That's what everybody's guessing.
This was a holiday thing,
right?
Yeah,
she changed it to, well, her name in her TikTok bio is Joelle Siwa. Obviously, that's her real name, her grown-up name, right? So Miley Cyrus is teasing that she's working hard on a Hannah Montana 20th anniversary something project. She says it's confirmed. She's absolutely got plans in motion. Boy, this is kind of crazy. Evangeline Lilly, you know, the Marvel actress, revealed that she's been dealing with a traumatic brain injury. She fell while she was in Hawaii back in May, and she's been dealing with the injury ever since.
That's terrifying.
Terrible. Mm. Today's the day. Chick-fil-A is debuting frosted sodas and floats. Plus, a lot of locations are going to have limited edition retro collectible cups that you can buy. So that's pretty cool. And Avatar Fire and Ash hit the 1 billion worldwide mark. Third week in a row, third straight week at number one. There's the scoop. It's 94.5 PST.
This is troubling. So this comes from overseas, but sometimes, you know, precedent starts wherever. So this started in a courtroom in Turkey. A woman filed for divorce saying that her husband liking other women's photos on social media was good enough reason for her to divorce him.
Oh, boy.
She says her husband spent too much time on social media liking pictures of other women, occasionally leaving suggestive comments as well. And as a result, the court ruled in her favor and decided the husband was more at fault and ordered him to pay about $2,000 in compensation plus $20 a month in support. His appeal was rejected.
It's inappropriate. Stop it.
Liking the pictures.
Don't be so stupid to put a like on it.
Well, that's the difference. I did briefly think this is a little sloppy that he's liking it.
Exactly. Or leaving comments.
Curating his feed. He's a purveyor. Just listen. You can window shop. I'm a believer. You can window shop.
I'm with you.
Just because you're married in a relationship doesn't mean you don't notice an attractive person.
And, you know, it's not cheating. Of course, it's not cheating, but it's inappropriate.
Well, the court's kind of saying like it is cheating, though, isn't it?
Saying it without saying it, right?
Right, because grounds for divorce. This isn't ground. Could you imagine divorcing your husband because he liked a picture of a bootylicious lady?
It's kind of what it stands for, right? I mean, he's doing inappropriate things in his marriage. Stop it.
It doesn't
You're
mean
married.
It doesn't mean he's walking out, though.
Stop it.